In the beginning of Parshas Va'era, chapter 6 of Exodus, God commands Moshe and Aaron, and he says to them, Vayitzaveim el b'nei Yisrael. He commands them about the Jewish people. Now, what does that mean? He commands them about the Jewish people? He had already told them, go to Paro, lead the Jewish people out of Egypt. What does it mean? He stops and he offers this new statement, this new description here. He commands them about the Jewish people or to the Jewish people. What does that mean? Rashi explains that God was telling them a special additional clarification and instruction. And that is, he said, Moshe and Aaron, you need to lead the Jewish people in a specific way. It's not good enough to take them out of Egypt. You cannot take them out of Egypt and lead them to Israel doesn't work unless you vayitzaveim el b'nei Yisrael, you lead them with nachas and savlanut. Rashi's words, you must take them out calmly and patiently. In order to lead, you need to be calm and patient. Any successful leader, charisma is not good enough. Ideas and vision are not good enough. Any successful parent, any successful teacher, wisdom and creativity, not good enough. Impatience and lack of calm will destroy any teacher's career, any parent's success or hope for success with his children. This is not offered as a luxury. Oh, wow, he's calm. Wow, he's patient. No, or an extra. No. God says a special command. It's a necessity. You want to be a leader? There's only one way that you can do that effectively and efficiently and successfully, and that is with calm and patience. The Gemara in Titus and Daf Ches describes that if you meet a student who is unsuccessful, he's not learning well, and you're wondering, what's going on? Send him for evaluation. What's wrong? The Gemara already tells you what's wrong. It's because his teacher is not smiling at him. His teacher is not calm with him. His teacher is not showing him a patient demeanor. Nobody can learn if they're relaxed. Nobody can absorb inspiration or wisdom or insight if they're feeling threatened or uncomfortable. Later in Parshas Kisisa, in chapter 33, the Torah describes how God speaks to Moshe, panim el panim. God spoke to Moshe face to face. The Gemara in Brachas on 63 says, you know what that means? We understand it simply as that, a physical positioning of sort. God faces Moshe and Moshe faces God. But the Gemara explains it means that God was showing him Sever panim yafot, showing him a face, a panim, a sweetness, a softness, this calm and patience, this relaxed, glowing face, a smile that we described. Moreover, the Gemara there describes that God says to Moshe, listen, Moshe, I know that the Jewish people are frustrating you, but just like I showed you my calm face, panim el panim, just like I have shown you, I continue to show you my smile, so to speak, my love, my calm and patience, so too, you must pass that on to your students. Incredibly, Moshe is learning from his own educational experience. God is calm with him. Remember how God presents, the Medrash describes how God presents himself to Moshe last week? With the voice of his father, gently, softly, calmly. He speaks to him for days and days and days, days and days and days and days in calm conversation. Right? Moshe doesn't want to accept God's words and God's ideas, and God doesn't react. Right? He's calm for 7 days. That's an incredible amount of patience. He has God's full attention. Right? So here we see that this concept of being calm and patient is the way we've been treated. Any success we've had in our own learning has been due to that, and we ought to pass that on in the way we treat our students, the way we treat our children, and any of our followers. Shabbat Shalom.